Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud Gimel. We begin with the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Yud Beis on the bottom. Ir sheyesh ba'avodas kechov, v'hoyu bochanuyos me'utaris v'she'enon me'utaris. So there were stores that had a simen that they would give a meches to the Avodah Zarah, and there were stores who did not have that simen. So the Mishnah says, "Amru chachamim hamu utaris asurais v'she'enon mutaris mutaris." The ones that do not have the simen, they're mutter to do business in those stores. Now Rashi in Divrei Hamasla she'en mutaris mutaris asks, "V'im mishum denoisei v'noisin b'yom edah." How could the Mishnah say that it's mutter to do business in the she'enon mutaris? Enoch hanami, those stores don't give a meches to the Avodah Zarah. But the fact is that today is the yom ed. And on the Yom Eid, the Mishnah in Daf Beis says it's also losses for losses. You're not allowed to do business with them. So Enoch Hanami, there's no meches problem, but what about the Isser of doing business by Yom Eid? So Rashi says, Hani mili lizvune lehu. This the Chazal assert, losses for losses imohem, is only to sell them, to sell to them. Dilma mazvin le behema. Maybe you'll sell him a behema, and he's going to use that behema for tekruvas avodah zarah. Inami derech lekeach liyos sameach va'ozul umayda. Or maybe even if you sell him something which is not tekruvas, but the lekeach is very happy that he finally got his item, and he's ozul umayda. These are the two stadim of the iboy and davav. Is the issur lifnei iver, meaning that a person is selling to the guy tekruvas avodah zarah, so he's being oivel lifnei iver? Or is the Isser of Meravach Leva Ozul Umoidi? So those are the two tzadim of the Gemara and Daf Vav, what the Isser of Loseis V'Loseis Imohim is. And Rashi is saying that it's only B'negeya sales to sell to them. Aval Mizvan Minayhu Dover HaMiskayim, but to buy something from the Goy, something that will be Miskayim, something that will last, Shari, it's Mutter. Distam Moicher Otsevhu. A moicher is depressed. He had to sell his items. He had to sell his clay tashmishoy in order to earn a buck. So he's not happy. He's very unhappy that he has to part with his items. So therefore, since he's otsev memela, there is no chash of ozul umoidi. This is what Rashi says. So according to Rashi here on Daf Yud Beis, it would be usher to sell something to a guy, but it would be mutter to buy things from a guy. Now, the Lashon Rashi is, Aval lemizvan minayhu dover hamiskayim mishari. To buy from them something which is miskayim is mutter. It sounds from Rashi that a dover she'enu miskayim is awesome. And the emes is that that's a mefurish gemara and avava mitbeis that we saw, that to buy from them a dover she'enu miskayim is awesome. And the reason is, Rashi says over there, because misavahu lemaychra. The guy wants to get rid of it. He wants to unload it, because if he doesn't unload it, it's going to get rotten in his rishus. So since the guy wants to get rid of it, so therefore, if you buy it from him, there is a chash of ozul umoidin. Now, the Gemara in Daf Vav had also said, even though Rashi over here doesn't say it, but the Gemara over there had said that to sell to them a dover she'enu miskayim is also mutter. If I sell to a guy a dover she'enu miskayim before his yom eid, it's mutter, because by the time the Yom Eid comes around, the thing is not around, it's not fresh, and therefore there's no ozul umoidi. This is what the Gemara says over there. So it comes out, based on Rashi here in Daf Yud Beis, that the Isser of the Mishnah is like this. One is not permitted to sell a dover hamiskayim to a goy, and one is not permitted to buy a dover she'enu miskayim from a goy. However, it is permitted to sell to them a dover she'enu miskayim, and is permitted to buy from them a dover hamiskayim. This is what comes out according to Rashi here. Now Tosfos in Divrei Hamaschal Ir says like this: Hacha mashma shechazar by Rashi mimash shehoyim meforish lael de loses veloses haynu mekach umemka. Here it's mashma that Rashi was chazar. Why? Because Rashi before learned that loses veloses means mekach umemka. Mekach means to buy, and memka means to sell. According to Rashi here, no, only Memkar is Aser, but Mekach is Mutter, which means only Memkar of a Dover HaMiskayim is Aser, but Mekach of a Dover HaMiskayim is Mutter. Rashi before the Chazara was mashma that Mekach u'Memka was also in the same way, which means that a Dover HaMaskayim is also to sell to them, and it's also to buy from them. Why is it also to buy from them? Because since the guy is selling his items and he's getting money for it, there's a Chashash of Ozel Amoida. But Rashi, after the Chazara holds, no, a Dover HaMaskayim is mutter to buy from them. This is the way Tosfos understands Rashi. The Rosh and the Ran both say that Rashi wasn't Chazer. Rashi Shita before and here is that it's always mutter to buy from a goy a davar hamiskayim. The only thing that's usher to buy from a goy is a davar she'ein hamiskayim. Al kol panim, we have three mahalchim in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. Based on what we have here in Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim, we have three mahalchim in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. The Isser of Losses v'Losses imohim. Rashi before the Chazara, which is Shitas HaGa'inim according to the Ram, is that it's also to do business with a goy, side to sell and side to buy. The only thing that's mutter to do is to sell to a goy a davar she'ein hamiskayim, because by the time his Yom Eid comes, the thing won't be around, it won't be fresh anymore, and therefore there's no chashash of ozel u'moida. But everything else is also. This is the Shita of Rashi before the Chazara and the Shitas HaGa'inim. Rashi after the Chazara holds that it's mutter to buy from a goy a davar hamiskayim because stam meicher otzev hu, and therefore there's no chashash of ozel u'moida. So the nafkamina between Rashi before the Chazara and Rashi after the Chazara is whether it's mutter to buy from a goy a davar hamiskayim, but everybody agrees that a davar she'ein hamiskayim is also to buy from a goy. And the third shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which we spoke on Daf Beis and Daf Vov. According to Rabbeinu Tam, loses for loses imohim does not mean mekach u'memkar. It means loses to carry the money, the loses and to give them the behemoth, to give them the tekruvus. The only thing that Chazal assured was selling to a guy tekruvus avodah zarah for money. That's loses for loses. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that there's never an isser to buy anything from a guy, whether it's a davar hamiskayim or a davar she'ein hamiskayim, and it's only usher to sell to them immediately to kruvus. These are the three shitas in the Rishayim, pshat in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. Now in our Mishnah, what is the pshat when it says she'einon mu'utarais amutarais, that it's mutter to do business in the stores that do not have, that are not mu'utarais? So according to Rashi here, the pshat is because it's mutter to buy from them a davar hamiskayim. According to the Ga'inim and according to Rashi before the Chazara, so Tosfos says that the only way to understand our Mishnah is if you learn that the Yerid was not on the Yom Eid. This that they were having a Yerid, they were having a sale, and there were Chanuyos Mutaras and Shana Mutaras, was not on the Yom Eid. Enochanami, on the Yom Eid, it would taka be Osir, als doing business, because one would not be permitted to buy from them anything, a Dovra Meskayim or a Dovra Shana Meskayim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no question at all, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's always permitted to buy even B'yoyim Eid. Now, Tosfos over here asks from the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi, according to Rashi here, that it's usher to buy, even to buy from them, it's usher a davar she'ein hamiskayim, it's only mutter to buy a davar hamiskayim. Tosfos asks that the Gemara brings Rabbi Yirmiyah was oven chad pita. Rabbi Yirmiyah bought a piece of bread, and a piece of bread is a davar she'ein hamiskayim. So how could Rabbi Yirmiyah do it? If you learn that it was a yom eid, and the only heter was because you're permitted to buy a davar hamiskayim, but Rabbi Yirmiyah bought a davar she'ein hamiskayim. It's interesting that some rishonim have a girsa parasa. He bought a para, which would lechayra be a davar hamiskayim. The Ran says a different teretz. The Ran says that according to Rashi, we have to say that bread is a davar hamiskayim. It has some sort of shelf life, which gives it a din of a davar hamiskayim. And even though the bakers are very happy to unload the bread, they're very happy to sell the bread, so you can't say over here that stam meicher is atzevu, says the Ran, yinochanami, but bibalt b'derech klal, alpi roiv. When a person sells a davar hamiskayim, he's atzev, so maybe we go basarev, and like plug rabbanon, the rabbanon will makele, to buy a davar hamiskayim from a goy. B'yayim edom, since roiv meicherim of a davar hamiskayim are atzev, so even though, punkt, he's sameach, to sell the bread, afilu hachi would be mutter. This is the Ran's Teretz to explain Shitas Rashi. Now, the Gemara, on the bottom of Amud Beis, Yud Beis Amud Beis, and on top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, brings a Machlokes, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Chanuyos Mu'utaris? So Rish Lakish says it's Mu'utaris Beveret V'hados, and that the reason why it's Aser, the Komas Hani Mirecha. He's having Hanah from the Reach of the Avodah Zarah. Now, Tosfos in Dibri HaMaskel Ella asks from a Gemara Vaita. The Gemara by Bastiha and Daf Samach Vavam with Beis, the Gemara over there says that Bastiha is mutter because Reichel Av Milsa. What's Bastiha? Bastiha is when a person smells a chavis of wine in order to ascertain if the wine is good or not. So, if a Yid smells the wine of a guy, so the Gemara says it's mutter. Why? He's smelling, he's being nana from the Reach? No, the Gemara says, because Reichel Av Milsa. So, Frek Tosfos, if Reichel Av Milsa, so why over here is there a problem of being nana from the Vered Vahados? So, Tosfos says two terutzim. The first Heretz Tosfos says is that there's a difference between Vered and Hados and Yayin. Vered and Hados is Ikrayo Larecha, which means that it was planted, the main function of Vered and Hados is to be smelled. These are besamim that are smelled. So Mela, since this is the derech of being nana from Vered v'Hados, it's kederech hana'osai, and Mela, that's why it's aser, there's an iser of being nana from the reach of Vered and Hados of Avodah Zarah. Masha'en came by Yayin, the ikar of Yayin is not l'reach, the ikar of Yayin is v'shtiyah, wine you drink. Smelling wine is shalei kederech hanasi. Since it's shalei kederech hanasi, it's not ikrayo lahachi, and therefore there's no iser of smelling yayin nesech. This is Tosfos' first teretz. Tosfos' second teretz is that no. Be'etzem by avodah zarah, even being nena shalei kederech hanasi is also. Either it's just an iser ba'alma, or there's actually malchus, Tosfos declares. But al kopanim, shalei kederech hanasi is not a heter by avodah zarah. So, why is Bastiya mutter? Says Tosfos, because over there there's no hano. Adarab, choizek hayayin nichnas b'choitmoy umazikoy. The reason why Bastiya is mutter is because it's mazik. There's no hano. Those are the two terutzim of Tosfos. Now, Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan says, ayin lekamon daf mem gimel amet beiz, Tosfos divrei amaschel amruloy. What does it say over there? The Mishnah over there in Daf Mem Gimel brings down a machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi says, what does one do with an avodah zarah to destroy it? Soichek v'zeru l'ruach v'matol liyam. He rubs it down into dust, to fine particles, and he's either zeru l'ruach or he's matol liyam. The Rabbanon say, no. Amruloi afu nasa zevel. It could become fertilizer. It could actually, a person could be nana from that, from the dust of the avodah zarah. One is not permitted to have any hana from Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's asur, that's not a way of getting rid of Avodah Zarah. It's not a way of destroying Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks a stira from the Rabbanon here to the Rabbanon in Masechet Pesachim. By Chometz B'Pesach, the Rabbanon say that a person can be Zayr L'Ruach, Mefarer V'Zayr L'Ruach, or Zayr L'Yam. So Frek Tosfos, L'Cheri, should have the same problem, just like over here. Avodah Zarah is Yisuri Hano. And the Rabbanon are saying that it's a problem of Afu Nasa Zevel. So too by Chometz B'Pesach, you could have the same problem, Afu Nasa Zevel. So Tosfos answers that there's a chilik between Chometz and Avodah Zarah. By Chometz, the Yisuri is Achila. Hano, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be nana from it. So there it's only Aser Kiderech Achila Hano Gemura. It has to be Kiderech Hano Gemura, the Lashon Tosfos. But by Avodah Zarah it says, L'yidbak b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim v'afilu kol dehu. Any kind of hano, ma'uma, any sort of hano is awesome. So come to Chayis, that Tosfos seems to be saying that there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and other Yisuri hano. Other Yisuri hano attack has to be Kederech. It has to be Kederech hano gemurah, the Lashon Tosfos is. Masha Enkin, by Avodah Zarah, since it says a pasuk L'yidbak b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim, that tells us that any type of hano is awesome, even L'chayra shalei Kederech hano. So l'chayra, we have a kasha on our Tosfos. Tosfos by us seems to be mesupik about that. According to the first heretz of Tosfos, shalei kederech hano is mutter by avodah zarah, and that's why Bastiya is mutter. The only reason why Vered v'Hados is also is because that's ikrayo l'hachi, that's the derech hano. And what's interesting is that Rabbi Kiveiga doesn't say v'tzarachim, which means that Rabbi Kiveiga holds it's not shver. There's no kasha from the Tosfos vayta on the Tosfos by us. He's just pointing out that what Tosfos says, but it's not shver. So l'chayra, what we have to say is that there's a chilik between avodah zarah gufa and tekruvas avodah zarah, yayin nesech, which is also tekruvas avodah zarah. There's a difference. The iser of avodah zarah gufa we learn out from la yidbak biyotcha ma'uma menacherim. Cherim is avodah zarah gufa. So Mameila Mu'uma min Acheira means any sort of Hana, if you will, Hana Koldehum. So Avodah Zarah itself is Aser no matter what, in any shape, manner, or form. Masha in Kain Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, that we learn not from a different Pasuk. That we learn not from a Pasuk of Ayoichlum Zivchei Mesim, that a Zevach to Avodah Zarah has the din of a mace. Just like a mace is Aser Bahana, so too is the Zevach Aser Bahana. And how do we know that a mace is Aser Bahana, the Gemara says, Vayter, and Daf Chav Tes, because we learn that from Egla Rufa. We have a Hekish to Egla Rufa. How do we know that Egla Rufa is Aser Bahana? Because it says, Kapara by Egla Rufa, Dimi the Kachim, and Kachim is Aser Bahana. So the way we know that the Kruvis of the Zara is Aser Bahana is from a Hekish to mace. And therefore, it could be that the Kruvis Avodah Zarah has the same din as Chametz B'Pesach, as any other Isser Hano, where it's only also Kederach Hano, but if it's not Kederach Hano, it'll be Mutter. That's Tois V'Safik by us. Tois V'Safik by us is, does Yayin Nesach have a het of Shaloi Kederach Hano or not? So Memela, there's no Stira, and that's why Rabbi Kivega doesn't say Mitzarachim. Now, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Avodah Zarah says not like this. The Rambam says over there, Avodah Zarah atzma umisham sheho v'tekruvus shelo v'chol hanasa b'shvilo osur b'hano shenema v'loisavi soyeva el beisecho v'chol hanene b'echad mikol elu loikeshtayim achas mishum v'loisavi soyeva el beisecho v'achas mishum v'loyidbak b'yodcha mu'uma min hacherem. So the Rambam is clearly saying that loyidbak b'yodcha mu'uma min hacherem applies to tekruvus Avodah Zarah as well. And the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs clearly says that Yayin Nesach is included in this, because Yayin Nesach is Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. It's Yayin Sheminaschen Boi Avodah Zarah, which is Tekruvus. So the Isser of Layidbak V'yodchem U'men Acherem applies to Yayin Nesach as well. According to that, there would be no tzad to say that Yayin Nesach is Mutter Shalei Kederach Hanah, because since the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Gimel that Layidbak V'yodchem U'ma means any Hanah Koldehu, so therefore, that would include even Shalei Kederach Hano. Rabbi Kivega, brought down in the Shapsi Frankel Rambams, Taka isks on this Rambam. He says, Niskashesi b'Rambam d'tekruvus Avodah Zarah asa mishum v'la yidbak v'yodcha, v'ha besugya d'Avodah Zarah l'meidin d'tekruvus Avodah Zarah asa mishum l'chsiv v'yoich l'ziv chemesim v'yizkish l'meis. Kivega isks on the Rambam from the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, which we mentioned. The Gemara Daf Chav Tes says that how do you know Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is Aser? Because it says, Vayerech L'mizib Chay Mesim, and when Medamed, there's a Hekish of Zevach, Zevach of Avodah Zarah, Tekruvus Avodah Zarah to a Mes. And Mes is Aser Bahano. So too is Zevach Aser Bahano. And the Gemara says, how do you know Yayin Nesach? So the Gemara says that there's a Hekish between Zevach, Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, and Yayin Nesach, because it says, Asher Chelev Zvochemu Yochelu Yishtu Yayin Nesichom. So there's a Hekish between Chelev Zvochemoy and Yayin Nesach, and just like the Tekruvus, the Chelev Zvochemoy is Osavano, so too is Yayin Nesach Osavano. So, the Frekta B'Kivega, how could the Rambam say that it's also Lidbach? The Gemara says a different Makar that Yayin Nesach is also. So we see, Taka, that Rabbi Kivega, L'shitasoy, holds that Yayin Nesach is not also Lidbach B'Yadcha, it's only also Al Zivchei Mesim, and Memela, Tosvis, is very good why Tosfos clears that maybe Yayin Nesach has a heter of Shalei Kederach Hano. Now, the stipler here in Simin Vav brings that this Shaila is Bemis already a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Loisa say Kuf Tzadi Dalet. The Rambam seems to say that Yayin Nesach is included in the Isser of Leidbach, and the Ramban is choylik. He says, no, the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes says it's a different Isser. It's an Isser of Zivchei Mesim. So the Chazanish, he brings from the Chazanish that the Chazanish says that according to the Rambam, the reason why the Gemara brings the Isra of Zivchei Mesim is because before we have the Pasuk of Zivchei Mesim, Itaka wouldn't know that Tekruvus Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach is included in the Isra of Leidbach. I would think it's just the Cherem itself, the Avodah Zarah itself. Mumim and Acherem means the Avodah Zarah itself, just like the Ramban. Now that I have a Pasuk of Zivchei Mesim, so that tells me that not only is the Avodah Zarah also, but that the Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is also, so now I understand that Leidbach V'yodchem U'men Acherem includes the Tekruvus Avodah Zarah as well. That's how the Chazanish wanted to infer the Rambam. The Stipler points out that L'chayra, Ar Gemara, the Lashon of Ar Gemara sounds very stark like the Rambam. Because what does Ar Gemara say? The Gemara says that Mu'utara, according to Reish Lakish, on Yud Beis on Yud Beis on the bottom, Mu'utara is Beperois Amrutarois, my timer, the Omar Kro, Lidbak, Biotcha, Mu'uma Minacherem, Nenehu, the Osav, Mohanez Mutter. Lidbak, Biotcha, Mu'minacherem, you're not allowed to hag, and I'll be Nene from the Cherem. But to be Mahane is Mutter, that's Reish Lakish's Shita. So, Frek the Stipler, that L'cha'oira, we're dealing here with Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, Vered V'hodos, and Peres Rashi says, Mefurish, Vered V'hodos, Shal Tekruvus Avodah Kechovim. So these things are Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, and yet the Gemara brings the Pasuk of L'id Bak B'yot Chamum and Menacherem. According to the Ramban and Tosfos, the way Rabbi Kivegas seems to be understanding Tosfos, that Layidbak doesn't apply to Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. And here it's only a Shail of Zivchei Mesim, so L'cha'oira, the Gemara is bringing the wrong Pasuk. Azayfrek the Stipler, and the Stipler answers, Yalkarchach, you have to say, like the Ramban, that what the Gemara is bringing is a riot to the Heter, not to the Yisr. This that it's Aser over here to be Nene is taken not from the Pasuk of Lo Yidbak. However, Reish Lakish is being Medaik in the Pasuk that the only Yisr is Lo Yidbak, which is to be Nehene, but to be Mahane is Mutter. So that's taka true even by Avodah Zarah itself. So the Pasuk of Lo Yidbak is taka only talking about Avodah Zarah Atzmai. And from that pasuk, Reish Lakish is medayik that nene is aser, but mahane is mutter. Now that then applies to tekruvus avodah zara as well. But avada the iser of tekruvus avodah zara is taka from a different pasuk of zivchei mesim. The heter of mahane mutter that comes from this pasuk that we see that by avodah zara atzma mahane is mutter kol shekein by tekruvus. The iser of tekruvus we have to say comes from a different pasuk of zivchei mesim. This is how the Stipler explains the Gemara according to the sheet of the Ramban and Tosfos. Now, the Gemara on Omer Aleph asks Akasha on Reish Lakish from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Nosson Oimer, Yoyim Sha'avoidus Kechovim Anachas Boyos Hameches, Machrizin Vo'oimrim Kolmi Shanoitel Atara V'yoniach B'roishoi U'v'roish Chamoiroi L'kovin Avoidus Kechovim Yaniach Loyos Hameches V'im Lav Al Yaniach Loyos Hameches. So the Braisa says, Yehudi Shanimsa Sham Mayasa. What should the Yid do? Yaniach, if he puts on the Atara, Nimtza Nene. He's being nene from the Avodah Zarah. Lo yaniach. If he doesn't put it on, nimtza mahana. So what's ending up happening is that he's going to pay the meches. And the meches is being mahana the Avodah Zarah. So therefore the Gemara says it's taka aser. He's not allowed to be there. Mikan omru. That anything that he buys has to go li'ibud. So the Gemara brings a raya from here to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that mahana is aser. The Gemara answers, B'shem Ramashashia, Amar Ramashashia, B'reid Ravidi, Kasav Rav Shim Ben Lakish, Pligi Rabbonin Olei de Rav Nosin, Va'anod Amri, Ki Rabbonin de Pligi Olei. So Reish Lakish Taka holds it to Machlekes, Enoch and Amri Rav Nosin holds Mahana's Osir, but the Rabbonin Acholik, and Reish Lakish Paskins like the Rabbonin. Now, when Rav Nosin says, Yaniach Nimtze Nene, which means that it's Osir for the Yid to put this Atara, because he's going to be Nene, Rashi says, Nene min hareach shel asabim mishal besamim. It's the same shayla that Reish Lakish had said, that he's being Nene from the reach. Tosfos, and Dibri HaMaskel Yaniach, brings Rashi, and he says, Va'af al pisha manichin lo yos hameches, meaning, why does Rashi say that the Hano, that the Yid is going to get is from the reach, maybe the Hano is that the Yid is not going to have to pay the meches? That's the Hano. Says Tosfos, Einu nikra Nene, me'avoidus kechovim, kivan shamoy shaloi. The fact that they're pattering him from the meches, that's not called his being nene from the Avodah Zarah. That just means that he doesn't have to pay out from his own pocket. That's not a hanah. He owns the money already. The money's his. And therefore, the money is not called a nene. He's not being nene. He's not taking anything that he didn't have. The money's his. It's just pattering him from paying. So therefore, it's not called nene. And that's why Rashi says that the hanah is the reach. The Ritva and the Ran are chaylik on this Rashi and Tosfos, and they hold no, that the Hano that the Gemara is talking about is the Hano of the Hanoch Asameches, the fact that he's potter from paying the taxes, that's called the Hano. The Ran says both Pshatim, it could either be the Reach or the Hano of being potter from the Meches. Either way, the chaylik on Rashi and Tosfos who seem to hold that the Hanoch Asameches is not called the Hano. The Ritva says, Umikan, Shehoiver Bebeis Hameches, Osir Sheyoimer Shehu Goy Bebnei Sheyipotter Min Hameches. There was a certain Jew tax that people had to pay. Says the Ritva, we see from here that it's Osir for a Yid to say that he's a Goy in order to pater himself from the Meches, to Homisane Me'avoy Gezar. By saying he's a Goy, what he's really saying is that he is Mekusher. He is a constituent of the Goyish Avodah Zarah. He's not a Yid, and therefore he should be Pater from the Meches. So therefore that's called being Nana from Avodah Zarah, and it's Aser for him to be mavriach the meches in that way. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Tes paskins like the Ritva and the Ran that hanochas hameches is called the hanoch, and it's also for a person to be mavriach that meches al yidei claiming that he has a shaychus with the avodah zarah because the avodah zarah is being nana from avodah zarah. Now, in Tshuvas Igros Moshe, he brings a very interesting question from Reb Tuvi Goldstein, Zichrono Livracha, based on these Rishonim and the Ramah, on a Pischei Tshuva, who brings a Shaar Ephraim in Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, the Shaar Ephraim is brought, the Paskins, that it's mutter to be madlik in Ner Chanukah from Shemen that became Osir Bahano. Shemen became Bosir B'Cholot, it became Osir Bahano. Still, says the Shaar Ephraim, that it's mutter to be madlik Ner Chanukah with that Shemen. Why? Because Ner Chanukah is also l'shtamish l'oira. So anyway, he's not going to use the light that comes out of this Shemen. So he's not being nana from the Shemen. Aye, he's being nana that he's able to be Mekayim a mitzvah with the Shemen. No, mitzvah slav l'honest nenu. So a meila, based on this cheshbon, the Shaar Ephraim paskins, that it's mutter to use Shemen, which is also b'hano, to be madlik Ner Chanukah, because you're not being nana from it. Frek Reb Tuvia, but l'chayra, by using the Shemen, by using this Shemen that's also b'hano to be madlik Ner Chanukah, you're pattering yourself from buying Shemen for Ner Chanukah. If you wouldn't use this oil, you'd have to go buy Shemen. Now you don't have to buy Shemen because you could use this oil. So come to Chayisi being nana from the Isser Hano in as much that you don't have to pay to buy Shemen for Ner Chanukah. Oibazoi, it should be also, just like we see here in our Gemara, that I'm not allowed to put on this Atara. Because it's called being nana from Avodah Zarah by pattering me from paying the meches. So we see that when something patters me from paying, that's called nana according to the Ritva. Oy bazoi, hu adin, when this shaman, which is also mano, is pattering me from paying for shaman for Ner Chanukah, it should be considered nana, and it should be also if the shaman is also mano. This is the question that he sent to Rab Moshe. Now, l'chayra, based on what we saw, Rabbi Kivega brought down from Tosfos in Daf Mem Gimel that lo yidbak biyotchem u'uma min acherim is mashma mu'uma, any type of hanoah is also from Avodah Zarah. It could be that there's a pasha l'chilek. Over here we're talking about being nana from Avodah Zarah, and it's not even tekrubas Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about being nana from the reyach of Vered V'Hodas. We're talking about the fact that you're being mechabed Avodah Zarah, which means that the Avodah Zarah itself is pottering you from paying the meches. So that would be a kiyum of liyidbak biyodchem u'umim menacherim, afilo hano kol behu, any sort of hano, even if it's shalei kederech, and even if it's maybe begrama, it's still aser. Why? Because liyidbak biyodchem u'umim. Masha enkein over there, when we talk about shemen shel iser, Shemen, which is also b'hano, it's not also b'hano, it's not also avodah zarah, it's also al basa b'cholov. So enoch hanami, stami suri hano, would be mutter, even though it's pattering me from paying for shemen to be madlik ner chanuk. L'maisa, this teretz is not maspik, because Reb Tuvia also asks from a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim. The Gemara over there says that a mutter hano is not permitted to be meshiv avodah. That means if Reuven asked Shimon in his nechasim, he was madir Shimon b'hano. So Shimon now is aser in all of Reuven's nechasim. So the halacha is that Shimon cannot be meishiv aveda to Reuven. If Shimon finds Reuven's chayfetz aveda of Reuven's, he's not allowed to return it. Why? Says the Gemara, because of pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Since Shimon is potter from giving tzedakah to an ani, while he's returning the Aveda, because Isaac b'mitzvah pata ben ha-mitzvah, so kum techayis, he's being nana from Reuven's chayfetz. By returning Reuven's chayfetz, now Shimon is potter from giving tzedakah. Oibazoi, since he's being nana, pruta de Rabbi Yosef, it's also for him to return the Aveda. So frek Reb Tuvia, so l'chayri, you see, again, the same thing. You see that the fact that something is pottering me from paying is called on being nana. And that's why it's also for Shimon to return Reuven's chayfetz. He's called as being nana because he's potter from paying, from giving the ani tzedakah. So l'chayra, the shemen of Isser Hano is pottering me from buying other shemen, and therefore I should not be allowed to use that shemen, which is also b'hano. Now over there, the case of Madar and Mudar is not a shayla of Avodah Zarah. It's an Isser Hano, which has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So l'chayra, it should be daima to the case of Shemen for Ner Chanukah, and we should have a raya that it's also. This was the shayla that Reb Tuvia sent Reb Moshe. And Reb Moshe answers like this. He says, a gewaldige chelik. There's a difference between whether a person is mechuyiv to give the money itself, like by tzedakah, where the mitzvah is to give the money to tzedakah, or by meches, where the person is mechuyiv to give his money to the meches, and a case where be'etzem the chiyuv is to do a mitzvah, to light menorah, to blow shofar, to sit in a sukkah. Grada, if he doesn't have shemen, he doesn't have oil to light his menorah, he doesn't have a sukkah, he has to spend money, because oynis mamon is not considered an oynis, he's mechuyiv anyway. So therefore he's grada mechuyiv to spend the money. Says Rav Moshe like this. This that we say, that it's considered isuri hanah, if it patters a person from paying, hani mili, if there's a chiyuv on his money to pay. There's a chiyuv on his money to give tzedakah, there's a chiyuv on his money to give meches. So becoming pater from that is considered being makabel from Yisuri Hanah. It's considered being nana from Yisuri Hanah. If the Yisuri Hanah caused him to be pater to that from a chiyuv that he had on his money, so kumfra is now he's gaining something. Before he had a chiyuv on his money, now he's pater from that chiyuv. The mela, it's called being nana. Masha ain't kain if he was chayiv to light ner Chanukah. Happens to be that if he doesn't have shemen, he's mechuyiv to buy. Why is he mechuyiv to buy? Because einus of mammon is not considered an einus, and maybe he's still mechuyiv in the mitzvah. But here he has shemen. What do you want to say, that this shemen is pottering him from buying? No, it's not true. He never had a chiyiv to buy. He only had a chiyiv, he only has to buy in order to have the mitzvah. Here he has the mitzvah. So come to us, he has no chiyiv to buy. He has no chiyiv to buy. It's not pottering him from anything. It's not considered nene from Yisuri Hanah. Now, the Gemara brings the machlokes with Shlokesh and Rabbi Yechanon. If there's an issa mahana l'avodah zarah, this that there's an issa nehene, to be nehene from avodah zarah, that's a pasuk. Lead back b'yodchem u'menacher. What about being mahana? So Rish Lakish holds being mahana's mutter, and Rabbi Yechon holds being mahana's awesome. Now, there's an interesting tshuva in Igris Moshe, Yerideh Chel Gimel, which the following question was asked to him. Someone owned a piece of land, and he would build houses on the land and sell them to Goyim. And he was approached by the local Galochim, who asked him if they could use his land to have an outdoor mass, an outdoor gathering for Avodah Zarah, an outdoor service for Avodah Zarah. The reason why they wanted to do it was because the people who lived there were all people who attended their base Avodah Zarah, and they wanted to do this outdoor thing. So the Shail asked Rav Moshe two Shailas. Is it mutter or not? Maybe it's also because he's being mahana avodah zarah. He's giving his land to be used for avodah zarah. That was number one. And number two, maybe he's being nana, because lamaisa, it's a great PR. It's a great advertisement gimmick. By having this gathering in this place, people come and they see and they see the houses, and it's great advertising. So come to Reis, he's being nana from avodah zarah. So this was the shaila that he asked Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says like this, Als Mahana, L'chayr, it's a problem, because it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mahana is also. But even more than that, says Rav Moshe, in this case, could be even Rish Lakish is Moshe. Why? Because Tosfos, on top of the Omid, asks Akasha from a Gemara Vaita. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Mi Shehoye Koysole Samach Lavoides Kechavim, V'nofal Osul of Noise. If someone's wall was attached to a base of Avodah Zarah and it fell down, it's also to build it. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks on that, V'hokoshovik Ravcha Lavoides Kechavim. By not rebuilding the wall, he's leaving extra space for the Avodah Zarah. That means that now more people can fit in there. They have more room. So kum techois, the way Tosfos understands that they're being mahana the Avodah Zarah. So how is it mutter? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosfos says, umay pircha, what's the question? Harmin and hocha, the mahana mutter. According to Rish Lakish, mahana's mutter. So what was the Gemara? The stomach the Gemara asks, over there, v'koshavak ravcha l'avodus kechavim. V'chayr, according to Rish Lakish, there's no question at all. So Tosfos answers, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that be'emes, even Rish Lakish is moide that a mahana is aser. Zok to Tosfos, for Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, devade kol mahana aser. Even Rish Lakish is moide that a mahana is aser. Levad mehocha, b'pnei sheyesh, b'oysa hano, b'zoyin l'avodus kechavim. By this mahana that the person is doing for the Avodah Zarah, there's also, it ligs in this Mahana Bezoyin. Why is that? Shepere HaMeches. He's paying the Meches, Lefisha Eina Machshev, HaAvodah Zkechavim, Kolkach, Shiosim HaTorah Beroyshev. By not putting the Atar on his head, so what is he showing? He Taka has to pay the Meches. But he's showing that he's not Machshev, the Avodah Zarah, even to Pater him from the Meches. So there's a Bezoyin within this Mahana, there ligs a Bezoyin to Avodah Zarah. That's when Rish Lakish holds its Mutter. But Stama Mahana, without a Bezoyin for Avodah Zarah, is Taka also even like Rish Lakish. This is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Zakr Moshe, Bazai, L'chayr over here, it should be also even like Rish Lakish, because here, you're being Stamahan Avodah Zarah. There's no Bazayin for Avodah Zarah. Bazai, it should be also even like Rish Lakish. So what would be the Makan Primata? This, so Moshe says, a Gavaltik Chiddush. He says that Mahanal Avodah Zarah is only also if it's Taka Real Hana. So Lamashal Meches is a Real Hana. You're giving the Avodah Zarah money. Or even Ravcha, even to be Shavik Ravcha, to give them place so that they have more room, more people can come in. So that's also a Hanor Mamish, and that's Taka Aser. But in this case, when Manav Shach, they're gonna find a piece of land to do it, to have their service. Shaila's weird, they're gonna do it. They're either gonna do it here or someplace else. That's not called a real Hana, and that's not also Al Smahana Avodah Zarah. Dum Yilakach, says Rav Moshe, if a church wants to buy a piece of land from someone, from a Yid, to build their church, he says it's Mutter, because Mamar of Shech, they're gonna find a piece of land to build on. Shaila's which piece of land? So that's not called Mahana. Lamai said they could stop looking. Now that they found this piece of property to do it on, they don't have to look further. That's not being Mahana Avodah Zarah, says Rav Moshe. That's being Mahana to the Galachim, to the people in charge, to the builders. That's the Hanos for that, for them, not for Avodah Zarah. But Mela is no Issa Mahana, and it's Mutter. Says Rav Moshe, but Lamai said one thing is clear, you cannot be Moizel Hamekach Beshvilam, which means you cannot charge them less. Because they're a religious institution, you have to charge them the same amount that you would charge anybody else. Otherwise, it's Taka Mahana. And in this case also, you can only lend them the karka to do their service on only if they could find another karka, like a park, something that's for free. But if they can't find anything that's for free, they would have to rent, and you're giving it to them for free. That's Taka Aser, Als Mahana. The Gemara, towards the middle of Amud Aleph, brings a braisa, which is a question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa says, Holchem li rich alev de kechovim, veloikchem mehem behema, avodim, ushvachos, batim, sodos, ukromim, vekoise, vumalaber, kol shalohen, mepneishu kematzel miyodam. He's permitted to buy all these things at the Yerid because he's saving it from them. The Braisa continues, vimhoye koyen, metame bechutz laretz, lodun uva'arimoyim. He's permitted to go to chutz laretz in order to, go to a court case and be ma'ar with them in order to save it from them. And the Braisa continues that he's able to be metame in the Beis HaPras de Rabbanan as well, not only in Chutz Laretz, umetame lo meter v'lisa isha, not only for this purpose, but also to learn Torah to go to yeshiva v'lisa isha and to get married. So the Gemara uses this Braisa, so as a Raya not like Rabbi Yochanan, because we see that it's permitted to buy, even though you're being mahana to the Avodah Zarah, because there's a meches by the Yerid. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that there's a difference between a lokech mina tagar, the shakli michsa minei, and a lokech mibalabai is the lo shakli michsa minei. One is not permitted to buy from a tagar, because the tagar has a tax that he has to pay to the Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin abalabai doesn't have that tax, may it be mutter to buy from a balabai. That's the Gemara. Now, there's an interesting tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshen, where he brings a raya from this braisa to the case, to the shaila as follows. A father did not want to allow his son to go to a certain yeshiva in a different country because he was afraid that in that country there's no law and order and he's going to be constantly afraid for his son's well-being. And the son wanted to go, he wanted to learn in that yeshiva. So the Trumas Hadeshen brings a raya from this braisa that he's permitted to go. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, what does it say here? That the Kayan is permitted to be metame in the Beis HaPras de Rabbanon in order to go lodun ula'arari mohem, and umetame lul meter v'lisa isha. One is also permitted to be metame in the Beis HaPras de Rabbanon to learn Torah. That means if a person is a Kohen, and there's a Beis HaPras de Rabbanon between him and the yeshiva, he's permitted to be metame in the Beis HaPras de Rabbanon in order to go learn Torah v'lisa isha. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, what's the dim ekibet aveim? So that's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says, Ish imay va'ovev tiro, v'shabsoy say tishmoyru ani Hashem, kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. Says the Gemara, omalei ovev itama, if the father tells the son to be metama, yochol yishmaloi, talmud loimar, ani Hashem. Kulam chayovim b'chvoidi, which means that if a father tells a son to be metama, the son is not allowed to be metama. Why? Because he's telling him to be over an iser, an Isser of the Torah. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, the Gemara is not mechalik between Tumah Deraisa and Tumah Derabanan. Even if the father tells him to be metama Tumah Derabanan, the son is still not permitted to go be metama. Why? Because of the Isser of Leisaser. is a chiv min atayra to listen to takanas chachamim. Oibazoi, we see, says the Truma Sad Hashem, that the father, als kibir ave'ein, cannot be mechayev his son to be metame in a beis apras. But here, the Braisa says, that it's mutter to be metame in a beis apras in order to go learn Torah. So we see, says the Truma Sad Hashem, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of going to learn Torah, is more, overrides Beis HaPras, as opposed to the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim, which does not override Beis HaPras. So in Mela, we see that the father cannot stop his son from going to learn Torah, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the chiv of going to learn Torah, supersedes the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim. Aye, maybe you'll say, let him learn here in this country, let him find the yeshiva here in this country. No, because the Gemara brings the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yehuda says, it's only b'zman shein moitzel lomad, abo b'zman shein moitzel lomad, ain't a metamah, he's not allowed to be metamah. Rabbi says, no, afilu b'zman shein moitzel lomad, yitamah lefish ain, adam zeicha lomad mikol. A person is not zeicha to learn from everybody. So since this person wants to learn dafka in that yeshiva, he's allowed to be metamah himself. And the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yosi. So says the Truma Sadesh, about the son wants to go to that yeshiva, b'meil it would be a raya that he'd be permitted to go, and he's no chi of kibbut ava'im for him not to go. Now, the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, on the top of Amud Beis, brings a braisa that discusses what to do with a behema if a person was makdish b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says that the din is noyel delis b'foneho v'himesa me'eleho. The Gemara asks, v'nishchete mishchit, why don't you just shecht it? So the Gemara answers, asu b'huli dey takola. Which means that people will think that it's mutter ba'achila. And since it's kachim, it's also ba'achila. Now Rashi in Dibri HaMaschol B'nishchit HaMishchit asks, L'choira, how could the Gemara have a havamina that you should shech this behema? L'choira, there's an isser of shchut echutz. It's aser to shech any behema of kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. So L'choira, how could the Gemara say B'nishchit HaMishchit, the shayla of shchut echutz? So Rashi says, D'imi shem shchut echutz, Abedek habayus loy mechayev. Rashi says that our Gemara here is talking about that someone was makdish behemah to bedek habayus, not makdish behemah to the mizbeach. So since it's bedek habayus and bedek habayus is not royal mizbeach, so memela there's no isser of shchut echutz. And Rashi brings a makar mesechta yuma that there's no isser of shchut echutz on kotche bedek habayus. Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Tosfos says that the Gemara later is mashma that we're talking about kachim mizbeach. The Gemara talks about chazil akrava, which is zikr going on kachim mizbeach. So Tosfos says that no, avada the Gemara here is going with kachim mizbeach. The person was makdish behemah lemizbeach, and still the Gemara asks v'nishchet mishchit because there's no iser of shchut echutz on kachim mizbeach b'zman hazeh. Since we don't have a mokum hamikdash. So Memela, we don't have, it's not Roy le Pesach Oil Moyed. So therefore, there's no Isser of Shchut Echutz B'zman Hazeh, even on Kachem Mizbech. So this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds there is an Isser of Shchut Echutz B'zman Hazeh, Memela, Al Korach the Gemara here is talking about Kachem Bedek Habayis. Tosfos holds no, there is no Isser of Shchut Echutz B'zman Hazeh, Memela, the Gemara here could be talking about even Kachem Mizbech. The emes is that there is a Machlokes HaMiroyim, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and Mesech Tzvachim Dav Kuv Zayin. Whether someone who's malab is manazeh is he chayev or not. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yechanan holds his chayev and Rish Lakish holds his potter. And the Gemara says, why is he chayev according to Rabbi Yechanan? Because Kiddush Rishayna Kitchel Shaita Bekitchel Osid Lavai. So therefore, Be'etzim Makriv and Avol Pishayim Bayis. A person can be makriv a carbon is manazeh because the Kiddush is still there even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Rish Lakish says, you potter because Kiddush Rishayna Kitchel Shaita Veloy Kitchel Osid Lavai. So since there's no way to be makriv a carbon b'zman hazeh, so mail it's called ein eroi lepesach oil moed, and a mail there's no din, there's no iser of shchut echutz. Now, according to Rashi, it comes out an interesting thing from our sugya. According to Rashi, there is an iser of shchut echutz b'zman hazeh on kachim mizbeach, and the only reason why the Gemara says v'nishchetei mishchit is because we're talking about bedek habayis. Yet the Gemara says vaita, rava shita, that there's no isser of matal mum bekachim is manazeh. Normally there's an isser of matal mum bekachim. Someone makes a mum in a behema of kachim, he's over an isser, kol mum layiyaboy. But the Gemara says vaita, that a behema which is loichazi lakrova, v'loy ludmei, there's no din, there's no isser of matal mum bekachim is manazeh, and the only isser, it's only an isser of rabbanon of nirik matal mum bekachim. So it comes out according to Rashi, very interesting chilik. That b'negeya, the isser of shchut echutz, that is negeya b'zman hazeh. And taka kachim is beach, there's an isser of shchut echutz. Mashenka, when it comes to the Issa Matal Mumbakachim, there's no Issa Matal Mumbakachim as man as that. It's only Nirika Matal and Issa Drabonim, but Midei Raisa, there's no din. Why? Because it's not Chazi Lakrava. L'chayra Manavshach. If we're going to say that Kedush Rishen is Kitchalos Lovoi, and Mimela it's considered Chazi Lakrava, and that's why there's an Issa Shchut Echot, so then why is there no din of Isser Matal Mumbakachim? And if it's called Lechazi Lakrava, so then why is there an Issa Shchut Echot? L'chayra is a stir. So the stipler here is Ma'ur the Shaila, and he says like this. He says, this that is a din, that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Lassa Lavoi, means that it's mutter to be makar of a carbon even Mizman Azeh. Since it's Kitchel Lassa Lavoi, so the Kedusha is still there, so it's mutter to be makar of a carbon Mizman Azeh. There's no mitzvah to be makar of the carbon, it's only mutter to be makar of the carbon, it's a heter. Is there a chiv to be makar of the carbon? No, there's no chiv. We don't have a base on Mikdash, there's no chiv to be makar of the carbon. But there's a heter. If a person does it, he's not over an iser of being makrav kachim b'chutz, since it's kitchel osed lavi. Says the stipler, that's the chilek between shchut echutz and matal mum b'kachim. Shchut echutz is chayiv. If there's any way for this carbon to be brought b'fnim, then if a person brings a b'chutz, he's chayiv al shchut echutz. L'mashal, if a person has a behemah, that a behemah's kachim, and it's pasul l'gavaya, but the din is im alu lo yerdu, which means that even though the behemah, it's also to be makar of this carbon. However, the din is it's azap sol that im alu lo yerdu. If you were makar of the carbon lo yerdu, you don't take it down. The din is yichayv shchut echutz. If a person takes that carbon and is makar of it bechutz, he's chayv karis. Why? Says the stipler. So we see that any time that there's a way, there's a possibility to be makar of it b'fnim, and a person goes ahead and is makar of it bechutz, he's chayv karis mishum shchut echutz. Mashenkin, when it comes to the din of matal mumbakachim, there the word is that a person who's matal mumbakachim is being ma'akiv, the carbon from being brought by us. Anyway, he's not going to bring the carbon. He has no plans on bringing the carbon. It's only a heter to bring the carbon. If he brings it, he wasn't ever an isser. Bizman azeh, it's kitchalos adlavai. But there's no din, there's no chiv to bring the carbon. He has no plans on bringing the carbon. The fact that he was matal mumbakachim is not stopping the behemoth from being brought. Because anyway, he wasn't going to bring this behema. So, Ibazai, even though it's considered chazila krava ben again the din of shchut echutz, because over there, the pshat is there is a possibility, there's a way for it to be brought to him. Mashenka, when it comes to this of matal mumbakachim, since lemaisa there's no mitzvah to bring the carbon, memela there's no isra of matal mumbakachim. This is how the stipler explains the chilek between shchut echutz and matal mumbakachim. What's very interesting is that the Rambam seems to paskin not like our Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin says, Hamatul Mum Bekachim is loike. He gets Malkus. Says the Rambam, Ve'ena loike el Bezman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam. Sharei Hoye Roy Le Carbon Apostle. He passed it from bringing it as a carbon, so therefore he gets Malkus. Aval Bezman Hazeh, Afal Pisha Ovar Beloy Sasei. Even though Hitaka was over in Isidei Raisa, Ena loike. He doesn't get Malkus. So the Rambam seems to be saying that Matal Mumbakachim Bezman Hazeh is an Issa Deiraisa. The only difference between Zman Hazeh and Bezman Abayis is that Bezman Hazeh, there's no Malkus. Why? Because he's not passing it from a carbon. Anyway, you're not going to be makar of it as a carbon. Licha Oira, the Rambam is Kineged Ar Gemara. The Gemara over here by us says, Rava says, it's only nearer Kematal Mumbakachim. And the reason why it's only nearer, the Gemara says, is because it's Lechazi Lakrova, but Lechazi Lidmei. Sounds from the Gemara, and that's the way Rashi learns that it's an Issa Derabbana. Nira Kematal Mumbakachim sounds like an Issa Derabbana. Yet the Rambam seems to say Faket, it's an Issa Deraisa. The only Nafkamin is, there's no Malkus. Oh, but Lefi, the way Tosis learns our Gemara, we have a Teretz for the Rambam. Tosis learns our Gemara that we're going here like the Mandiyama, that Shchut Echutz, there's no Issa Shchut Echutz Bezman Hazeh. Now, why is there no Issa Shchut Echutz Bezman Hazeh? So the Gemara says, because Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Ashayta, Veloy Kitchel Asid Lavay. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos Perek Yutes Halacha Tesvav paskins that Shchut Echutz Bezman Hazeh is Chayiv. The Rambam says Misha Shochad Kachim Bezman Hazeh VeHelam Chutz LaZora Chayiv. Why? Mipnei Shuroi Likar Bifnim. You could bring this behemoth inside. Why? Shari Mutter LaHakrav Afal Pishein Bayis Mipnei Shekadush Rishayne Kitchel Shaita VeKitchel Asid Lavay. So the Rambam says Mefurish paskins Mefurish. That there is an Issa Shchut Echutz Bezman Hazeh. Chayv Karas if he does Shchut Echutz Bezman Hazeh. So, Kum Techais, according to the Rambam, our Sugya is going like the Mandiyama Shchut Echutz. is Pater B'zman Hazeh, because it's like Kitchel Lassad Lavi. That's why the Gemara is able to ask before V'nishchete Mishchet. If you hold like Kitchel Lassad Lavi, so the Makal Mumbakachim B'zman Hazeh is also going to only be in a Siddur Rabbanim, because since it's not Chazil Akrab, because it's like Kitchel Lassad Lavi, there's no Isser Makal Mumbakachim. Mashenkin, the Raman Paskin is like the Man Yama Kitchel Lassad Lavi. So come to Chayz, the Gemara could never have asked V'nishchete Mishchet, because Shchita B'zman Hazeh B'chutz would be Chayev Karis. We could say that there's an issa matal mum bekachim bezman hazeh too. Just like there's an issa shchut echutz bezman hazeh because it's chazil akrova, there's an issa matal mum bekachim because it's chazil akrova. Either Rambam says that there's no malchus, yes, that's true. Because since it's only mutter bezman hazeh, but there's no mitzvah bezman hazeh, so emela, you're not mamish being ma'akiv the carbon from being brought. Because anyway you weren't going to bring the carbon, because there was no chiv to bring the carbon, it's only mutter. But since it's be'etzim, technically, chazi lakrava, the Rambam holds that there's still an issa deraisa of matal mum bekachim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.